Marxist rebels in Colombia are holding hostages, including three American defense contractors and a French-Colombian author and politician whose plight has been a cause célèbre in France since her kidnapping 5 years ago. Now Colombia's president has embarked on a risky strategy. He's unconditionally releasing jailed rebels in the hope that the country's largest rebel group will free its hostages. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Juan Carlos Lecomte's apartment is full of memories of his wife, Ingrid Betancourt. She's a former Colombian senator and corruption fighter held by guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as the FARC. In his duplex apartment overlooking this vast city, there are photographs and paintings of her. And there is her book, The Rage in My Heart, about her fight against corruption, a book that was a bestseller in France and translated into many languages.
This translation in Japanese, Ingrid doesn't know this book in Japanese, for example, and this, you have to open it in the other way. That book sold 400,000 copies in France. This one is in Italian. This one is in Portuguese.
Lecomte is also reminded of his wife when he plays their favorite song, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Ingrid liked that song very much, and the kids like it very much too.
This week, Colombia's government has begun a release of rebels. Nearly 200 are being freed. One of them is Rodrigo Granda, a top guerrilla leader. France's new president, Nicolas Sarkozy, asked Uribe to release Granda as a gesture to the rebels. He's most interested in seeing Betancourt freed, but the FARC holds nearly 60 high-level captives, many of them Colombian politicians. The captives also include the three Americans, held since their plane crashed in rebel territory in 2003. Francisco Santos is Colombia's vice president. He says liberating Granda could spur the FARC into talks.
We have an understanding that he might start doing gestures and start working to see if he can open a door for dialogues regarding the freedom of the hostages.
The FARC has criticized the government. Granda, in a statement, said he awaits word from the rebel high command as to whether he can serve as a facilitator. Opposition leader Carlos Gaviria says the government is trying to divert attention from a widening scandal linking Uribe's congressional allies with the traditional enemies of the guerrillas, right-wing death squads. He also says he doesn't believe the FARC will reciprocate by releasing hostages.
I hope I'm wrong, but there's no reason to await good results from this gesture.
Lecomte is also not hopeful, mainly because Uribe rejects the FARC's proposal for creating a safe haven for talks in southern Colombia.
The guerrilla is going to release the hostage after a negotiation, after the guerrilla sit in a table with the government and they discuss the humanitarian agreement, and then the hostage can be free.
Lecomte says he's tried getting used to being alone.
Now I know how loneliness is. I'm losing even my friends because I remember the first 2 years, all my friends were around me. I mean, invite me to go to dinner. I'm going to pick you up. They call me every single day, but after the 3 or 4 years, I mean, the friends just disappear.
So Lecomte has just his memories. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's by